Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network, NFL Network Insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. Also want to let you know, cannot wait for this coming up tomorrow. The NFL 100 all-time team premieres Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. It'll reveal the 12 running backs who made the team. I know a lot of folks looking forward to that as well. Ian, I guess obviously we'll start with the big news today, and that is we have questions. I'm sure the NFL has questions into the appeal that Myles Garrett gave. Now, yesterday it was more about the precedent with Antonio Smith and Richie Incognito. Now we hear that he's claiming that Mason Rudolph basically yelled a racial slur at him. So give us an idea of what the latest is, and is the NFL trying to uncover whether or not that happened?
Well, first of all, I have not heard that. I have not heard that Mason Rudolph did that or said that. I know his agent has very, very strongly denied it, and I have not heard anything to corroborate that Mason Rudolph said that. I'll start off by saying that.
Okay.
I would also say that the NFL knows the answers right now. They had the hearing. Whatever Myles said in the hearing is one thing. They have, you know, NFL films at their disposal. So if there's audio of players saying things on the field, certainly they can listen to it. They also have the ability to do more news gathering as far as talking to other people if they want. So the NFL knows the answers. So whatever was said or alleged in an appeals hearing, you know, the NFL and the appeals officer and the NFLPA, from what I understand, they know all of that. And I would expect a verdict on Myles Garrett to be coming very shortly.
You think we'll hear something today, Ian? I mean, this, because right now, I mean, this is, because this is spreading like wildfire, and you've got a he said, she said thing here with Myles Garrett's, the report that's out there, of course. I know you're not reporting that, but you haven't heard
and
that.
I have not heard that Myles said it. I know that, you know, I can see the comments made by some Browns players. I know the Steelers players have been outspoken that, you know, Mason has told them he did not say it. I do not know, and it would be hard for me to report anything without literally hearing it directly from the mouth of Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm. Ian, give us an idea then. I mean, obviously before all this stuff broke today, but just give us an idea of maybe what the NFL is thinking. We've heard plenty of stuff that says, you know, hey, they can't tolerate it. It's pretty much Troy Vincent was quoted as saying, I think it was Lock and Four, that he said, hey, this is an easy one, I believe was his quote. Do you believe the NFL is going to suspend it for the rest of the regular season?
I have a hard. I mean, we'll see again. Like, I think we'll find out pretty shortly. But I have a hard time imagining that he plays again this season. What I do, maybe the NFL says six games is too much. It's five games. I mean, the NFL, the jointly appointed appeals officer. I should be very clear on that. The jointly appointed appeals officer says five games is more fair than six games. You know, obviously we will see. I have a hard time imagining that, but I do think it's possible that they take the indefinite suspension, turn it finite, and say he is now suspended six games rather than six games indefinitely, and he has to get Roger Goodell's approval to return to the field. That, to me, from my understanding of the situation and the fact that, you know, the facts are very clear here. Like, we see what Myles Garrett did. The fact that he is a good guy and teammates really like him, and coaches swear by him, and he doesn't really have anything in his history to show he's capable of this. It is all true, but I don't believe it really matters that much. Probably precedent might matter more, but, I mean, there's no dispute about what he did. So, to me, probably the best case scenario for Myles Garrett is that his indefinite suspension becomes finite, and that's through the end of the season in the playoffs.
And let me just to be clear, you said you've not heard this about, you know, the slur part of this from
right.
the
racial
meeting.
Slur, yes.
The racial slur that's being talked about by everybody. Do you believe this is something that did not happen in that meeting? Did he not say this?
I don't know. I just know what I can only report the things that I know for sure happened.
Understand.
And this one, I am not at a point where I know for sure that this happened. And so, you know, unless for something like this, just not speaking about anyone else at all, because we all, you know, everyone does things very differently. But to me, I would have to literally hear it from Mason Rudolph's mouth to report it.
It's Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network. Again, follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. Let me, there's obviously other players involved in this, not the very latest, obviously, but from Thursday night. One of those being Maurkice Pouncey. And, Ian, I'm curious, there's been
here we go,
a lot
guys,
of...
here we go.
Go ahead.
James Thrash has upheld the suspension for Myles Garrett, and Derek Brooks has reduced the suspension for Maurkice Pouncey from 3 games to 2.
Okay, that was actually – so there you go. Myles Garrett is suspended then for the rest – or 6 games is what the NFL office says.
So Maurkice Pouncey misses the rematch.
And that – okay,
right?
that was
–
yeah,
to
that
two.
Was
– so he misses
right,
the rematch.
That was actually my next question because Maurkice was – I mean, he hasn't tried to hide the fact that, well, the NFL, they just don't want me to be a part of this rematch. That's why they made it 3. He was trying to get it down to 1. I mean, do you think what Maurkice Pouncey did – I know we're all focused on Miles and Mason Rudolph, but do you think what Maurkice Pouncey did – I mean, he nearly connected kicking a guy – does that warrant a 3 or, in this case, 2-game suspension in your mind?
You know, kicking in someone in the head is not very good. I do not condone that, and I say he should be punished. I feel like 2 games is fair. Not being on the field for the rematch, while bad for the Steelers, is not, you know, for the whole world, I think that's probably okay. You know, like Maurkice Pouncey's not on the field for the rematch, I think that's probably okay. The fact that, you know, Myles Garrett's suspension was completely upheld, interesting. And, yeah, that's what it is. There we go. Decision.
Did you think that it was going to get reduced or at least maybe not, it take away the indefinite part of the suspension?
I did. Just because, you know, the view had been that the CBA does not hold – basically the CBA does not have anything in it where it alludes to indefinite suspensions for on-field acts. That was the argument. And, obviously, the appeals officer has – not corroborated that argument, and so Myles Garrett is indefinitely suspended, and, you know, we'll see what the fines ended up being.
Ian, and this would be a hypothetical, but I'm just curious. I want to pose it anyway. If this was, say, Myles Garrett and Maurkice Pouncey in terms of the helmet, and, you know, he ripped the helmet of Maurkice Pouncey off, does the fact that Mason Rudolph is a quarterback, and we know what – to what extent the league is trying to protect quarterbacks, do you think that even means more in this that given Mason Rudolph's position on a football field?
Yeah, I've heard that. I just don't know. I don't think so. I mean, to me, you take someone's helmet off, bash them over the head with it. I think it's bad whatever position someone plays. You know, like, it's bad. Have some more news.
Okay. Breaking news by Ian Rappaport.
I do have a little bit of news on Myles Garrett. I'm supposed to tweet it first before mentioning it, but I'll tell you guys because I'm going to tweet it right now. $45,000 for Myles Garrett. That was what he was fined. Now I got to tweet this and I got to run because I got to do some TV,
yep.
Guys.
Go ahead, Ian. Go ahead,
okay.
Ian. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Thanks
for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Ian Rappaport, NFL Network Insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. And don't forget, the NFL 100 all-time team premieres Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network, revealing the 12 running backs who made the team. So there we go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.